Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. I was inspired by an article written by one Michael Crowley in Time magazine about Sheldon Adelson. The article was written because Mr. Adelson is a great supporter of Newt Gingrich in his political campaign. But the real story is what is so great about America and the ability of one to come from a poor environment to one who has become wealthy. Mr. Adelson grew up poor. Born in Dorchester, Massachusetts, the son of a Lithuanian Jewish immigrant. And for a time, Adelson, his parents, and his two brothers and his sister all shared one bedroom behind a storefront where his mother ran a knitting shop. He was born with an entrepreneurial spirit. He started a candy vending operation as a teen and later dropped out of college and peddled sundry products like hotel toiletries and windshield de-icing fluid. After stints as a mortgage broker and a tour business operator, he struck it rich in the 1980s by starting and then selling an annual tech conference based in Las Vegas. He used those proceeds to build a hotel and casino empire that now includes the Sands, Venetian, the Palazzo, all in Las Vegas, and eventually more lucrative Asian properties. Some criticisms have been aimed at Mr. Adelson because of his brutish grudge-bearing bully-type tactics. Adelson conceded his rough edges in a 2010 ABC interview. He said, "I'm not talking from a white shoe background or from a privileged background. I'm talking as someone who wore his skin down to the bones on his fingers trying to climb the ladder of success." Because of his background, Mr. Adelson is a fierce defender of the Jewish state and a peace process hardliner. Sheldon Adelson is 78 years of age, and because of his fortune, it has placed him at number 8 on the Forbes magazine list of richest Americans, just a notch behind George Soros. Mr. Adelson chose not to be a common man, but he chose to be an American, where we are all free to determine our own destiny. He took the calculated risks, he dreamt, and he built an empire. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that it is great to live in a country where someone can come from a poor background and end up being successful like Sheldon Adelson? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.